Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A judge in the United States has dismissed the criminal case accusing President-elect Donald Trump of attempting to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election. The special prosecutor, Jack Smith, had requested the charges be dropped as Justice Department policy bans the prosecution of a sitting president. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
This is all the federal criminal charges faced by Donald Trump that the special counsel is asking the courts to drop. And there's a simple reason for that, which is that there's a long-standing legal opinion from the Office of Legal Counsel inside the Department of Justice, which says you can't indict or try a sitting president. And now that Donald Trump has won the presidential election and will become president on January the 20th, that would simply have to be put off until 2029.
The Biden administration says it's pushing as hard as it can to ensure the success of a draft ceasefire plan to end the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. A State Department spokesman said significant progress had been made towards achieving a truce in Lebanon. The BBC's Frank Gardner in Jerusalem says some within the Israeli government remain opposed to the deal.
Itamar Ben-Gvir, who is the National Security Minister, an ultra-nationalist, he has taken to social media to say that this is a bad deal. His view is that Israel has got Hezbollah on the back foot, that they are really weakened militarily, and now is the time not to give them a breathing space, but to finish them off. There are those in the north of Israel who are in rocket range of Hezbollah's rockets who worry that Hezbollah's arsenal is not yet sufficiently depleted. They don't trust this deal, and they think that it is simply going to be a matter of time before they start getting rocketed again.
Hundreds of mourners in Israel have attended a memorial service in Kfar Chabad for a rabbi who was killed in the United Arab Emirates. Three Uzbek men suspected of murdering Tzvi Kogan have been arrested in the UAE. Kenya's High Court has suspended an order granting special immunity and privileges to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. These are typically reserved for diplomats. The government said they were given because of the foundation's work on fighting global poverty. Our Africa regional editor, Will Ross, reports.
The Law Society of Kenya says the government bent the rules by allowing staff at the Gates Foundation special privileges, including immunity from prosecution. It's welcomed the court's decision to suspend the move. Bill Gates has poured a lot of money into Kenya, especially in healthcare and agriculture, but some in that sector are urging a cautious approach, partly due to fears farmers could become dependent on large agricultural companies for seeds and fertilisers. For all organisations, transparency helps build trust. The government may not have been helping by granting special privileges, because that fueled suspicion that the Gates Foundation could be shielded from scrutiny.
World News from the BBC. A session of Serbia's parliament was suspended after fighting erupted between MPs over a deadly roof collapse at a train station earlier this month. The opposition accused the government of failing to take responsibility for the accident in which 15 people were killed. The Prime Minister, Miloš Vučević, described opposition MPs as thugs. He has refused to resign. Egyptian officials say 16 people are still missing from a tourist boat that sunk in the Red Sea. They say those missing include four Egyptians and 12 foreign nationals, including tourists from Britain and Finland. 28 people have been rescued. Saleh Nabil is in Cairo.
The latest we have is a statement issued by the governor of the Red Sea. He said that there were no technical errors behind this incident and that the boat carrying the tourists was safe. Initial reports suggest that bad weather might have been a factor. They quoted stories told by the survivors as saying the boat was hit by a huge wave overnight, which caused it to capsize. So the question is, it's not just about the reasons behind the incident, but the repercussions it might have on the tourism sector in Egypt.
A war monitoring group says 11 people, including civilians, have been killed in northern Syria during attacks by Kurdish-led forces against fighters backed by Turkey. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said those killed included a woman and her two children, as well as seven fighters. It said the Syrian Democratic Forces had targeted a site used by Turkish-backed factions for human trafficking. In motor racing, Formula One's announced an agreement in principle with General Motors for the American manufacturer to become the sport's 11th team in 2026. In a statement, F1 said the new team would be called GM Cadillac. The company is expected to enter as an engine supplier at a later date. That's the latest world news from the BBC.